Welcome to the 365 Grand City Live Show. Sponsored by 365 Grand Club, Z-Trip, and Whirly Ball. Get the best downtown Colorado Springs has to offer, including bites and brews, entertainment, events, and more. And now, living the grand life, here are your hosts, Andrew Whaley, Vanessa Kime, and Josh Haiti.
I'm Andrew Whaley with Vanessa Kime and Josh Haiti. Welcome to the show. What's going on, Vanessa?
So in this segment, we're going to be talking about some updates that we all have going on. We'll also be talking about Memorial Day and Memorial Weekend. We will be doing a five-second moment of silence in memorial of the soldiers that gave up the ultimate sacrifice. We'll also be talking about the new Star Wars movie coming out, Solo, as well as a few other things that we will be discussing, including Territory Days and the new karaoke spot coming to town. So what do you have going on, Andy?
We're going to do the Jazz and Jive lunches at the Gold Room starting June 1st, and we're still going to do those, but we're trying to make perfection, so we're going to postpone that to be determined on the date. I'm trying to get my vocals ready for the first show to sing and all that kind of stuff. So, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not singing.
It's because Andy drank all the bourbon and they needed to order more.
So, we're going to postpone that until further updates. We just want to make it perfect.
And you guys have a new affiliate, right? We have them on the show later on in the segment.
Yeah. It's new landscaping and axe trees and landscaping services. And so Ian's going to be on the show later, and he's a new affiliate that's exclusive to 365 Grand Club.
Perfect. For Z-Trip, I just want to push out, especially for this weekend, everybody going out, having a good time. Make sure that you do not drink and drive. Use the Z-Trip app, promo code SPRING18, get $10 off your ride. You got anything, Josh?
Still doing our dads and grads promo, 10% back off of any Father's Day or graduation celebrations that are booked by June 30th. And we're doing our Karma Mondays, where we're donating 4 hours of court time to local nonprofits and charities. 100% of the proceeds will be kept by the charity. So a pretty good deal for any of those charities out there.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I don't know if you guys are Star Wars fans. I know it's kind of hit and miss now with like the past six that have come out. The original three are great, but they have a new on the 24th. Solo is coming out, and I have to go. I got to check it off my list.
Does that have Woody Harrelson in it?
No,
I
don't think
something
so.
Else.
No, but Childish Gambino. That's the whole reason why I'm going. He's playing Landau, so I'm really excited to see him in that role.
So let me ask you a question. When you guys go to these movies or people that watch Star Wars, stuff like that, do you dress up?
I don't, but I did go to Deadpool over the weekend, and I went in my like Deadpool like shirt. I have like Deadpool pants. Really? I went all Deadpooled out. If it's Avengers or like any of those, Deadpool, I will. Star Wars, I don't dress up for
Star Wars.
I
strongly suggest that you dress up and take pictures, and we could put that on our Facebook feed.
I'll think about it.
What would you dress up as had you dressed up for this Solo movie?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like it's pretty like stereotypical to say Princess Leia because I'm a girl, you know, but I'm not sure. I think I would just go as like just a Jedi, just an ambiguous Jedi, cool. My own Jedi. I'm actually pretty stoked because this year is going to be my first year going to Comic-Con, so I'm like hitting up all the movies before Comic-Con next month. So
that's what
excited.
I mean. So I'm not outlandish. People dress up for those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my good friends, I know she goes to all these Comic-Cons and dresses up for all of them.
Yeah, one of and I'm actually, I'll name drop her, Kayla Maldonado over at the Broadmoor World Arena. Every time she and I have a business meeting, we'll take a quick second just to talk about some nerdy stuff. And she goes to Comic-Con dressed as Wonder Woman. Wow. She goes every year, Wonder Woman. It's pretty cool. Another thing that I wanted to kind of bring up that I think is really cool is as Colorado Springs, we're focusing more on the arts. I think it's not a lot of things that people think about when it comes to Colorado Springs. But Art of the Streets is actually going to be coming downtown again for the 40th year. So I'm pretty excited, or 20th year, sorry. I'm pretty excited to see that. It's where they're going to be doing exhibitions downtown, so like sculptures and different forms of art. And then you can actually vote on the art pieces. And the artist, depending on how many votes they get, they can win $1,000. And so it's pretty cool, especially connecting like downtown Colorado Springs with that art corridor that they're making. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I see a lot of the art things driving through downtown. And from the way I understand it, is the artists fund those themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're adding more to those. So over the next couple of months, they'll be adding more and more sculptures. And the cool thing is instead of, you know, obviously we want to push, like, go to our Fine Arts Center. Please do. But this is a way for you to experience art and culture just in your day-to-day life downtown, which is pretty cool.
Wonder how much it would cost for a sculpture of me downtown.
Oh my gosh.
Priceless, really.
We've already got one Andy's Corner. It's going to be like right next to the famous. There's just going to be a huge statue of Andy.
So nobody pay for that.
Oh my gosh. So speaking of Andy and 365, I saw that you guys are going to be having a new karaoke venue downtown with Sportivo Primo.
Yeah, so that's coming out at the Antlers, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're just getting something started new on this. And so I can't wait to see the first karaoke night and the turnout and the fun. It's perfect. It's a sports bar, you know, so it's perfect.
And that's on June 6th, right?
Correct.
From 7 to 10 is when you guys are going to be doing that. It's going to be a regular thing.
Correct.
Right?
Don't you do karaoke?
I don't. I just like watching other people make fools of themselves. I won't do it. Do you, Josh?
I never have, actually, but I also like watching people as long as, you know, it's not like a crazy decibel. When the karaoke gets to be like extremely loud and piercing, it's painful.
Well, and I've heard some people, though, like sometimes I'll go to Dublin House with my friend Tessina, who I'm actually pretty excited for. She's getting married this weekend. I'm having her wedding at my house. But
at your house?
Yes, in my backyard. We're going to have her little wedding party there. Yeah, she'll go out to Dublin House, and she's like a phenomenal singer. There's like a handful of people that go to these things. They're just really good, should be professional singers. It's insane.
You ever see that lip sync show on TV?
Oh,
that would be me. I saw The Rock was on there the other day. That would be me, the lip singing. Yeah, I'm not doing the karaoke.
I just want to see Andy do, because like in the lip sync, they like dress up. I just want to see Andy like put a dress and a wig on and like sing Britney Spears or something. And then one thing I wanted to touch on is that T's Tacos and Tequila event that was supposed to happen over the weekend, due to weather, because we kind of had a nasty Saturday, they needed to reschedule it. So I'll have more information on that. It's going to be in September. So they're going to be scheduling it out that way.
We also have Territory Days coming.
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to be talking, we're going to hit more on that on segment two, since we're going to be talking about all the food and everything going on with that. But yeah, so we are going to be having Territory Days this weekend. Z-Trip is going to be the transportation sponsor too. So we'll have like six cabs there at all times. So if you don't want to wait for the shuttle, or if you don't feel like driving and parking, you can take a Z-Trip there.
I strongly suggest it, because I live on 27th Street back in a cul-de-sac, and like everybody parks like around my whole entire cul-de-sac. I can like barely get into my driveway. This year I'm going to charge $20 per car, so just let me know.
Right. Well, and even if you're going down there, like I love going to Mother Muff's for breakfast, so even if you're going down there not for Territory Days, you're not going to find any kind of parking, so you'll want to think about something.
I mean, I know I'm biased, but taking Z-Trip down there is really smart.
Right. And if you're a 365 Grand Club member, it'll cover you for up to 10 miles. And then the last thing that I wanted to bring up, the last two things. One, the Switchbacks FC had a game. It's the U.S. Open Cup. It was last Wednesday against Denver FC, and we actually beat them 3-2. So it was a pretty cool win for us. I know they've had some hits and misses and some draw games, so I was really happy to see them. And Denver's a higher level league, so they actually beats Denver.
Yeah.
And their next game is actually going to be on the 26th at 6 p.m., and they're doing a Ziggy bobblehead giveaway. So if you like that ram or goat, it's Mount Goat.
I think John Elway is trying out for the U.S. Senior Open today at the Broadmoor, right? Is that today?
I don't know.
It's either this week or
next
week.
I look forward to hopefully going to that.
Awesome. So it's time for a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some bites and brews, our favorite places for different kinds of food and drink, as well as the Territory Days are coming up and some other fun things going on. You're listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show, sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties, Z-Trip and Whirly Ball, here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the 365 Grand City Life Show. I'm Andrew Whaley with Vanessa Kime and Josh Haiti. Bites and brews, what's going on in this segment?
So we're going to be talking about our favorite places. I want to know what you guys like for burgers, cocktails, and coffee, as well as my pick of the week, which is Kapow Coffee and Comics. I'll be talking about that, my little nerdy segment of the week. And then also going over Locomotive, Territory Days, as well as there's a checkered flag party at Johnny Martin's. Mm.
I believe you had a nerdy segment in section one, too. Just so
I
know.
It's just I'm on it this week.
I think you're nerding out.
This month, there's been like three movies I've been to that are all like that. So, favorite places. I want to get your guys' ideas on a favorite place to have a burger.
I love Crave Burger on the north side of town. I believe it's on like Academy and Woodman. Anytime you can get a cheeseburger in between two grilled cheese sandwiches, you can count me in.
Or like a Krispy Kreme donut. They have the, what is it, the Luther? Is that what it's called? What about you, Andy?
Skirted heifer.
Oh, man.
That's what I was going to say. I love skirted heifer.
So and the good. Skirt is my favorite part.
Yeah, me too.
The cheese that just skirts over the burger.
That hangover cure burger or whatever.
Well, and I found it because, like, I'm a big fan of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah,
I love
too.
Guy Fieri. And I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh. So literally the next day after I saw it, I went down there and I was
so
like,
have you
so
tried the
cheese.
Other joints that he's been to here in town?
I did. I went to the Dive, which is one of them. And that's the only other one I think that I've been to on his show.
So there's a Jamaican place right behind the Antlers Hotel. So you'll have to check that one out.
And Spice
then,
Island.
Yep, Spice Island Grill.
Oh,
and
yeah,
there's
I think
a barbecue
they were at the
place over by your place, Andy. It's on the right-hand side. It's like a yellow house.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, no, Colorado
next,
City.
Yeah, it's right next to Bancroft Park.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
right next to
I
it.
Can't think of
I can't
name
remember
though.
The name, but he's been to that one, too, so you'll have to check it out.
So I have been to that one.
Yeah, he went to Parabaccini's as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been there a couple of times as well, so I guess I have been to most of them.
Got to go to Spice Island Grill. I got to check that one out, too, still.
But, you know, I'm
and Pig Latin. Have you been to Pig Latin?
Yes. Yeah. And they used to have a food truck.
That was the one that he went to.
I obviously got
to
talk about the famous, but, I mean, that burger is huge.
Huge.
It's really good. They, it's all fresh, and it can feed, like, 2-3 people. I mean, I always share it every time I go there.
Nice.
What's your favorite burger joint, Vanessa?
I was going to say Skirted Heifer, but I love Crave, too, and I like Bad Daddy's as well. I don't know if you've been to Bad Daddy's.
I have not.
It's on the northern side of Academy, I think. I'm trying to – there's two locations, but the one that I've been to is close to where Briargate is, and cool. It's delicious. Big, juicy burger.
I've heard Bingo Burger is pretty good, too, downtown. You really can't go wrong.
I haven't tried that one either.
Wait, Coloradans, we know how to make a good burger.
That's right.
Next, round two, cocktail – a cocktail spirit, so if you just like to drink it, you know, neat, or a brew, your favorite place.
I really like the Golden Bee just for nostalgia. And for beer, I've been dying to try that place over in, Old Colorado City. I think it's off of 30th, where you can get your glass and then you kind of, you try a bunch of different ones. I think it's called the Tap Room or something
Ooh,
like that.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You can purchase a little card or whatever and you get different serving amounts for your beers, so you can try a bunch of different stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that place is doing really well. I live over on that side of town. It's doing amazing.
So what's your place?
I'm surprised that you guys were asking me what my favorite cocktail is.
Well, I know you just like anything bourbon, anything. You like the old fashioned at Piccadilly.
Yeah, the Piccadilly has a great old fashioned. Of course, the famous. I went to Jack Quinn's. I had a good old fashioned there this past week. I've never really met bourbon I don't like.
I feel like that's going to be a list that we're going to have is like Andy's like ranks his like favorite old fashioned, like 1 to 10, his favorite places to get a good old fashioned.
Yeah, they're great. Bonnie and Reed does a really good one.
So do you prefer like bourbon in something or do you prefer bourbon straight?
I prefer bourbon in something, you know, not too sweet, but still not like super strong. So I usually prefer a splash of diet. But what I like about like the old fashions is when they give you like the cherries and they're soaked and oh my gosh, so good.
He likes boozy fruit.
But guess what? Starting June 1st, I'm going on a cleansing health thing with my wife. I know I've said that before, but this is for real.
I know, and you can't see us, but Josh and I both rolled our eyes at the same time. But we'll see. We'll keep track of it. Maybe that's what something we'll keep track on the show is how many days that Andy has gone.
Andy's
on his
sober corner. A lot less amusing.
My favorite place, I have a couple of places. If I want like a glass of wine in a really chill atmosphere, I really do like the Famous. The Famous is really dimly lit. It's nice. I love going to Colorado Common for a good cider, especially since it's like right by my office. So I could just like, if I've had a tough day, just like go right on over there, have a glass of cider and then, you know, be on my way.
And how could you not? Like, even though the Broadmoor is, you know, it's a little bit pricier than stuff downtown, but how could you not go to the Broadmoor and sit and overlook the lake? I mean, it's beautiful.
I cannot believe
we have the Broadmoor in our backyard. Now, you're going to pay a little bit more for that cocktail, but you got the ambiance.
Right. It's all about the atmosphere. It's all about the atmosphere. And last but not least, round three, coffee. Coffee. I would say coffee and or coffee and
Dutch
breakfast.
Brothers.
Yeah, I got to go Dutch Brothers.
No way.
Hands down, Dutch Bros.
I have a $5 budget every day. I have to get one of those gift cards so I can follow my budget per my wife. 5 days a week, Dutch Brothers, Extra Hot Annihilator, Monday through Friday.
See, and I have two places that aren't any, like, any kind of chain. One is Colorado Coffee Merchants. They do locally roast coffee. Also, their breakfast, everything they have is locally sourced. Their bacon, their butter, their milk, all that kind of stuff. So I like to go and sit and enjoy my coffee. So that's where I go. Or Urban Steam.
Yeah, my wife loves Urban Steam.
I love Urban Steam. I like that they do like music
Urban
and that
Steam.
Kind of steam.
I like the Funky Monkey waffles.
It's not
on the kids menu.
Awesome. And since we have Memorial Day coming up, I just want to have us, in reverence, take 5 seconds of silence to just remember those that made the ultimate sacrifice. I come from a long line of military, and it's definitely something that's very special to me and my family. So we'll just do a quick 5 seconds of silence to remember them. And we're back. So, speaking of Memorial Weekend, Territory Days. So, I'm sure you guys are going to be going, right?
Yeah, you can find me in the beer garden. I think Andrew and I have standing reservations there each year.
Correct. And the best part about it is, and I love Z-Trip, but we can walk to my house from there.
All right. Just stay over, like, party at Andy's and then just walk over to Territory Days. I will be there for all of Saturday. Helping out with a cab stand, but also enjoying myself, and then also be there on Monday as well. And then my team's going to cover for me on Sunday since I have that wedding. But something I also wanted to mention is that they're going to be doing free Outlaw Red Whiskey tastings at the OK Corral Beer Garden. So there's two beer gardens. The one right next to the OK Corral is going to be doing free whiskey tasting.
Do you have VIP tickets?
It's free.
Oh.
Everyone's a VIP at Territory.
Everyone's
Territory
a free.
Days, folks.
I mean, you're already set up with a chauffeur, and you don't even need it. You just stumble your way on in and out of Territory Days.
Yeah.
And then there's also going to be obviously live music. For those of you that don't know the dates, it's the 26th through the 28th, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So make sure that you get out there. Rocky Mountain Fudge is also doing a special as well on their confections. So I'm probably going to go home with a ton of chocolate.
Ooh, I love Rocky Mountain Fudge. They got those like apples that are just smothered in chocolate,
yes,
and M&Ms
so
and caramels and strawberries, and I just gained 10 pounds thinking about it.
See, and that's my favorite. So I would say, like, my coffee or those two other places, my favorite place for breakfast is Mother Muff's. And then
so
after
good.
Mother Muff's, we always stop by Rocky Mountain and pick up apples and then just take them for later.
So my favorite place, which I've mentioned before, is the Hatch Cover, and they're the same owners of Mother Muff's.
Yes.
So it makes sense that both places have such good food and drinks.
There's also a place in Colorado City called Bonton's, an outside patio that's pretty good too.
Yeah, very good.
Awesome. I haven't been there. I should check that out.
That's really, really good.
Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jolie from Downtown Partnership, and she is also going to be talking to us about the bike program that they have going on. You're listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show here on KRDO News Radio, and we'll be right back.
Curious about what's happening in downtown Colorado Springs? Then pay a visit to Andy's Corner for the latest news on food, fun, and the best of brews. And now the man who loves to talk so much, we named a corner after him, Mr. Andrew Whaley.
Welcome, friends. This is Andy's Corner. Welcome to the Bayou. This week, we're going to be discussing Springs Orleans. Speaking of the Bayou, what about Gator Bites? Fried, grilled, blackened, or thermala dipping sauce. Popcorn shrimp, calamari, blue lump crab cakes. After a nice appetizer, French onion soup, or my favorite, seafood and corn chowder. Yum. We have the Creole Caesar. Caesar with a little spice. Or the chicken Cobb Tower. Romaine, blue cheese, bacon, avocado, tomato, and egg. Let's go over the award-winning Creole. Etouffee, chicken and dewy sausage gumbo, blackened chicken breast, barbecue shrimp, shrimp and grits, red beans and rice. Some of the best Cajun food in town. Seafood and steak, salmon to die for, shrimp, 8-ounce filet mignon, rivals any steakhouse I've ever been to. Pasta, my wife and I like to go have the gorgonzola fettuccine with the buffalo-style shrimp. Why not try out a shrimp po' boy? Or an oyster po' boy. Speaking of oysters, we have them freshly shucked, raw, charbroiled, fried. We also have the Black Angus Burger for those who are in mood for a burger. Chicken sandwich, marinated. Awesome. Also, please join us at Springs Orleans for the brunch menu. One of the top brunches in town. I recommend reservations as it's sold out almost every week. $25 per person for adults, $12 for children, and $10 to add bottomless mimosas. Freshly carved prime rib, assorted pastries, sausage links, bacon, cured ham, Crayola seasoned country potatoes, cold smoked salmon, green chili, steamed white rice, grilled vegetables, freshly carved turkey, cheese grits, shrimp etouffee, scalloped potatoes, sliced fruit display. And you know what? On Saturday night, go to the patio at Springs Orleans with your loved one, with your friends, with your family. Enjoy the ambience on the beautiful patio and enjoy some music from Thomas Dawson of the Commodores. Love to have you at Springs Orleans. Love to have you eating some Crayola food. Thank you, and tune in next week for Andy's Corner. Vanessa, what's going on in segment three?
In segment three, we have a wonderful guest joining us. Her name is Julie Nesmith with Downtown Partnership and Pike Ride. Julie, why don't you tell us a bit about Downtown Partnership, Pike Ride, and yourself, what you brought to
sure.
those organizations.
So mainly, obviously, I'm here to talk about Pike Ride, which is going to be Colorado Springs' main first kind of large-scale bike share program. We'll be launching mid to late June. We're being housed right now underneath the Downtown Partnership, so we have that great resource and support of the Downtown Partnership to make sure that, you know, we're up and running and we have the resources we need. We just got two semi-trucks of purple bikes in today at 8 a.m., so we have 208 bikes now that need to be built and decaled and smart kits installed and all the above. So,
how come purple?
I think you would have to ask Susan Edmondson about the choice of purple. And I know I'm a disappointment by, you know, replacing her here today. But, you know, we can, of course, pick on her as much as we'd like since she's not here.
I feel like it'd be a whole lot more difficult to steal a purple bike, too, yeah. than a normal colored bike, just saying.
Well, all the bikes are proprietary, so it's a B-cycle bike, so they're from Trek, but everything is super proprietary to cut down on that theft. The purple obviously helps, but the chain wouldn't work on a normal bike, the brakes wouldn't work on a normal bike, because everything's super proprietary to that bicycle to cut down on that.
That's awesome. Why don't you, for our listeners that are like, why are we having a bike program, why don't you tell them a bit about why this is a need in our city?
Absolutely. So we have we're all within that Legacy Loop kind of area for our phase one area. So we'll be mostly based out of downtown. We'll have 28 hubs. They're there to help with that first and last mile of connectivity. So somebody that's taking a bus to get to work, and all of a sudden you have to walk that last quarter mile to get to your office or vice versa. We have a large number of employees that are working in our downtown, and our bus system stops, I believe, at 7 p.m., so harder to get home. We have stations all over the downtown, a little bit of that exterior corridor to help assist with that. It's also going to cut down on traffic. It's going to help with emissions. It's going to help with healthy lifestyles. We're Colorado Springs, so we're all about being healthy and taking care of our environment and ourselves. So I think it's a good mix.
So there's a lot of questions that are going to arise from this bike share program, and you've explained kind of how it works. And so people are like, well, how are they going to prevent theft, or how are they going to prevent getting returned to the same station? And so talk a little bit about that, because these are a lot of the questions people are asking, and you know you have all this covered.
Absolutely. We are offering the newest version of the bike share through Trek and B-Cycle. So it's the newest version, which we're calling kind of like a smart bike. It comes with an app built into it. It's got a user interface kind of GPS system on it. So you can pick it up anywhere with an app on your phone, you know, touch it, punch in a number, you can get on it and go. The thing that makes it really fun is that rather than having to return it to a dock, I used to live in Boulder and Denver quite a while ago, and it was a little bit different there when Bike Share first came out, just because you would check out out a bike, and then I would have to return it to another hub that might be 3 blocks past my place of employment. Well, this time I can check out that bike and ride it, and I can lock it to, you know, any bike rack within the city. I could lock it to a cafe railing and go in and grab a cup of coffee, come back out. So it makes it it's a lot more freedom and usability, I guess, rather than having to be really stuck on certain stations around town.
Now, let me ask you a question. For somebody like me who's really out of shape, and let's say I'm riding down the street and I'm probably going to have maybe, you know, a heart attack or something like that. Is there like an emergency button on that bike for me?
That's called 911 for you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So this is, I've been a part of the Destination Master Plan meetings with the CVB, and part of the things that was being brought up is our transportation problems in town. And I know a lot of other cities, they have these bike share programs, so I think this is something that's really awesome that's going to bring us closer to being on par with other cities. Is this something that they're going to expand outside of downtown? So like maybe in the Garden of the Gods area, is it something they're talking about for outside areas?
We sure are. So we want to do phase one, which is that greater Legacy Loop area first. We want to do it really well and make sure that we are, you know, meeting the needs of the community and serving everybody like we wish. And then phase two will be the west side, will be that OCC,
nice.
Garden
nice.
Of the Gods, Manitou, you know, and all the way down to the Broadmoor. So that'll be that phase two in the next couple of years.
Where are some other successful cities that are doing this right now?
Well, just right before us, it was...
is it Austin, Texas?
Memphis just launched the same bike. So we have the newest version, which is called the Dash Smart Bike. So they just launched the exact same bicycle I think a month prior to us. Austin has an amazing system. They're not just there on their campus, but within their city. Super user-friendly. One of the big keys is making sure there are enough hubs and enough places to check out bikes and they're available. And there's never any place really sitting empty for bicycles. They do it really well.
Sorry. Is there going to be an age limit on who can check out the bikes and stuff like that?
There is. So when you first check in, whether you're using an app or you're using the touchscreen or a kiosk, you'll have to sign a user agreement, initial it. And part of that is that you're 18 or over to make that decision whether or not you're riding that bike.
So to really promote fitness, and I know you're going to promote fitness, you're going to promote fun. So I know you're probably going to have some events around this and do some really cool stuff like... you know how the club that runs and then they have beer afterwards, or there's gonna be like pub crawls on your bike. If that's even, maybe I should ask.
Don't drink and drive. I don't think that's how that works.
You're in the transportation industry. Can you get a DUI on a bike? I believe so, right?
I think you can. I think it's a transportation mode of transportation.
Yes,
yeah.
You can. You definitely can.
So, what kind of events are you gonna do for fun around these? What do you have in your mind that
sure.
you're thinking about?
You know, we're kind of the sky's the limit right now. Obviously, the first time in Colorado Springs to be doing this, so we're looking at we're looking at what other cities are kind of doing too, and there's some great things, whether it's Colorado Springs, where we're taking people out to all the different locations, or maybe it's a 4-course meal and you go to certain restaurants and you get a certain one on the bike. You know, each course you get to work up a little bit more of that appetite and work some off before you get to the next one.
I was going to say, you get to work it off,
right?
So it's not just sitting there.
I think the sky really is the limit, and we're doing some partnership with Upadana. We'll be hosting a couple of their pedal parties coming up. We'll be doing different things around the city. We want to be involved. We want to make it accessible for everybody.
Well, and recently the city has had a lot of bike tracks like in the downtown locations. Or talk about that. I've seen how some of the parkings come out from the street, and there's a lot of riding entrance now.
Sure, yeah. We're becoming a safer and safer city. It's biking in Colorado Springs is getting safer and easier, and the connectivity is improving, and it's a great time to be launching a bike share program.
And now, will there be hubs for helmets?
We will not have helmets.
Okay.
We hope to eventually, once we get up and going, to maybe partnership with some of our local bike shops to see about how we can help with that. But other cities that have tried to do a rental program or something of that nature for helmets have not been real successful. As you can imagine, it's kind of like renting bowling shoes, but with helmets.
Right?
It just doesn't seem to work real well.
No, it made me think of it because when I took my son to school this morning, he took his bike helmet. And he had his bike helmet on the whole way to school or in the car, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah, obviously, we want to support it. We want to promote wearing helmets. I think our daily users, our people that are doing it on a regular basis, they're going to probably have helmets as it is.
Right.
I think it'll be something that we kind of work on and just make sure we're promoting along the way.
And is this something that's a free service, or is it something that you pay for?
Sure. So it is a fee-based service. You can do, and the lowest rate that we have is a $2 ride. So you can pay $2 and hop on that bike and go wherever you need to go within the first 30 minutes. We have $90 is the entire annual fee, so you can do hour bike rides anytime you want for the entire year for $90.
So you do like an hour at a time, you have the bike. So that's really is just, it's like mainly the downtown area. So you can go hang out or whatever you need to do, drop the bike off, and that's that.
You got it. With the app will be super helpful. So Perfect. If you have that B-Cycle app, you can see where a bike is at any point in time. So you can just open it up and look at it. You'll be like, oh, my closest bike is 2 blocks to the west. You can go over there and hop on it and take off.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But now there's no, you're not allowed to take the bikes home overnight, right?
Wait, there is a GPS in there, so we'll know where it's at. So we'll know to come to your house and pick up that bike if you take it home with you.
I just know if there was a fee for overnight parking.
Oh, that's funny.
Right.
So we talked about the need for it, obviously, but what started this conversation about us having bikes in the area? Because I know a lot of people, too, that have lived here, they're like, there's this, like, hatred between, like, cyclists and, like, motorists on the road. They hate that. So, I mean, I guess the concept of, like, what brought... started you guys thinking about, hey, we should do this?
Sure. Well, it wasn't me, but back in 2014, there was a group of community citizens that really thought that bike share was going to be good for our city and started kind of gathering momentum and putting their brains together to make it happen. And then in 2015, I believe it was the Downtown Partnership that finally said, all right, we want to step in and help make this happen for the city, conducted a feasibility study, went out and got bids for different bike share companies, and obviously this is where we're at now. So it'll probably be mid to late June that we're launching. You'll Perfect. Start seeing purple bikes around town. Like I said earlier, we did 208 of them were delivered this morning, so we're hoping to start getting those out so people can start seeing them. Now,
and I think it's important to know that this is not city sales tax money. This is you guys are raising all the money through sponsorships and marketing and vendors, right? Correct?
Correct. So we are situated underneath the Downtown Ventures, which is a 501c3 underneath the Downtown Partnership. And everything we do is sponsorship-based right now. So it's getting sponsors for the bikes. Kaiser is our title sponsor. We also have Norwood and Colorado College coming in as our presenting sponsors. And they're huge. They're committing to making this important for our city and making it work and amazing partners to help us get up and get launched. But obviously, we're always looking for other sponsorships, too. So everything from, I think, our lowest one that we're kind of looking at right now is a $1,200 bike sponsor, which, you get... All of these bikes are kind of like mobile billboards. So there's bike wraps. There's baskets that can have ads on them. There's ads on down tubes. There's an opportunity for advertising on all of those also. All of our kiosks and bike stations also have all the sponsorship information on it also. We have several. Kaiser has a couple of different stations that they're sponsoring. So does Colorado College. Obviously, so does Norwood.
And I know all the sponsorships are appreciated because there's a lot to this. There's going to have to be bike mechanics on staff. There's going to have to be... course, the executive director position on staff. And so I know there's a ton of money into this program.
There is, and a lot of it is startup. So looking at 208 bikes, looking at the equipment, looking at the smart kits, a lot of that cost from the initial part is startup, just kind of get up off the ground. But it seems like we have a lot of community push and excitement, and I think finding those sponsorships and those people that are willing to step up and help make it happen, it's there. I'm confident in that.
Now, talk a little bit about, you've done some really awesome things in the past, so this is not like your first community-type project. What was the job that you had previous to this?
So prior to this, I worked for Special Olympics Colorado, so I was the Southeast Region Manager down here working for Special Olympics.
Awesome. Well, the Bike Share program is very lucky to have you.
Thank you.
And briefly, just tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you just took on the position as the Executive Director of Downtown Partnerships. Just quickly, tell us a little bit about you and your network or your work with them.
Sure. So prior to, obviously, this is my first employment opportunity with Downtown Partnership, was with Special Olympics prior to that. I've been in Colorado Springs for, I think we're going on a little over 3 years now. I moved from our more northern community. I'm pleasantly surprised with where I've landed and the city I live in. I'm a avid biker and love mountain biking. I've been a part of the Women's Mountain Bike Association down here in Colorado Springs since I moved. Living and being a part of this community, I didn't know I would fall into a place like I did when I moved to Colorado Springs, and it's been amazing and awesome, and the people have been embracing, and it's become my home, and what an exciting way to be able to serve the community while also living here. So super excited.
I have awesome. One request from Susan. I need one of those bikes with those little motors on them.
That's coming in phase two.
Oh,
so
perfect.
In phase two, we will have some e-assisted bikes
awesome.
Just for you.
Awesome.
So that you'll have some help getting up and down those hills.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jolie. We appreciated having you. When we come back, we're going to have Ian Anderson from Axtreme Trees and Landscaping. You're listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
welcome to the 365 Grand City Life Show. I'm Andrew Whaley with Vanessa Keim and Josh Haiti. This week in the show, we have Ian Anderson with Extreme Trees and Landscaping. So, Ian, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your company, your personal background, all that kind of fun stuff.
I'm just an entrepreneur that likes to help people that can't afford landscaping services or ones that can too. I just like to make people's places beautiful. I love music. I love everything, really. I'm pretty easy to get along with. I like to play the harmonica. I like to hang out with my kids, and I like to make people's yards look nice.
Yeah. So Ian is going to be Axe Landscaping and Tree Service is going to be the 365 Grand Club affiliate. So they're going to offer all 365 Grand Club members 10% off on landscaping, lawn, and tree services via our website, or you can give Ian a call. What is your phone number, contact number, Ian?
719-308-0933. If you mention the harmonica, you also will get 10% off.
Look, you heard it here. You have your landscaping harmonica player, so after you finish your yard, you can get a little tune going, too.
Seriously, I'd like to drink a beer to that right there.
So what are some of the things that you got going on this summer, some of the services that you're offering? Talk specifically about the services that you're offering, what your company does, and kind of the plan for the future of your company.
We're more of arborists. We don't like to cut trees down, but we do if they're intrusive or dangerous or people just want them down. Mostly we try to save trees. We're all about the keeping things green, you know. We also do seed, sod, maintenance programs. We'll pretty much do anything. I'll pick up dog poop with a spoon for money.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do anything.
There you go.
So you're doing lawn services, you're doing fertilizations, you're
full maintenance programs, property preservation services, tree removals, fire mitigation. We do just about anything, landscaping, snow removal.
And tell us now kind of about your upbringing and kind of what got you your passion into this, because I know that you are working on my yard and you've done an amazing job. You've redone my whole yard, sod. You've done fertilization in the back of my yard. You've redone my trees. You've totally 100% transformed my trees and my yard, and better and more reasonably priced than anybody I've ever come in encounter with. And so tell us a little bit about like what got you here, what makes you want to start this company. People don't, you know, they're not seeing you, they're just listening to you, and they don't know the passion like I know that you have for trees and landscaping, and even like when you put chemicals on my yard, you were worried about not having, you know, you were worried about animals like getting into the chemicals and making them sick and stuff like
filter,
that.
Yeah.
So first of all, just start off with about how you got here and kind of your getting you to this point in your life.
When I was 11 years old, I got a lawnmower from some of my grandpa for Christmas or something, so I made it work, and then I started mowing lawns, and before I knew it, I was 20 years old. I had the same customers, you know, for years and years, and that just really got me started, and I like to help people. I like to be outside, and I just have a passion to work.
And this has got to be a great time of year for you with hail season and tree limbs being taken down and high winds and et cetera, et cetera. What are some of the other clients that you have at the moment?
In Pueblo, I've worked with Joe Concilia. I've worked with I have a lot of clients, actually. I've had my mom and I have the people from the Lost Valley Ranch. They've been coming to us for years and years to get their hair done and do landscape services. And we just, I don't know, we like people. We just like to help people. So if you need help with your yard, give us a call and we'll give you a good deal.
And what was the contact number again on that?
719-308-0933. Extreme Trees with an A.
So also now, I mean, I know this summer you're going to keep really, really busy, and this is another thing to think about. So how we originally got connected is my sprinkler systems were down, and I was calling multiple companies around town because I needed my sprinkler system fixed. And there was like a 5, 6, 7, 8 week for me to get my sprinkler system fixed, and that just wasn't going to work, especially with coming into summer and spring. And you came out to my house, and you were there. You were there the next day fixing my sprinkler system. And so I think people should know that. Not only are you good, you're also fast, and you're also available pretty much right now, where these other companies are 7, 8 weeks out. So I think that's really important.
I believe whatever I put into my life, I will get back. And so by helping people and by, you know, people's yards could die if you can't get your sprinklers on. Yeah. Or people that can't take care of that right now, I will do as much as I can in a day from sunup to sundown.
Tell us about kind of your philosophy of wanting to help people. Like, where did this come from in your life, and why is this? Because that's when I first met you. It was more than just about it was more than just about my yard making it look nice. It was more than just about the money. It was about you really wanting to go out of your way to make my yard and the whole neighborhood look beautiful.
Well,
so
my mom,
where this came
my
from.
Mom also lives in your neighborhood, and so for everyone to have a nice yard, it's just nice to go visit her because it just looks nice and it feels comfortable and people like that.
Yeah.
Do you offer weekly services for people that just want their front and back existing lawns mowed?
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're competitive and we're knowledgeable. And between my tree guy and I, we have 40 years in the business, you know, 20 from him and his trees and 20 from me. And
so tell us about your yard maintenance plan for people that just want to get their yard cut, or people like Josh who like to sit on their patio and drink beer and watch other people do his yard work.
Well, we don't have Hooters girls, you know, but we do our best. We just like to, I don't know, we come in, we like to have more than one house on a street, so we'll do well with one, and usually other people hire us, and before you know it, you have a whole day on the neighborhood, you know, and that's...
And so, like, is the pricing depending on the size of your yard? Is it depending on what they have to mow and stuff like that? I mean, my yard's fairly small, and I think I'm around $25, $30 a week.
We start around $20 on up to $40 or $50. Just depends on what you want done. You know, if you have a lot of stuff to trim, or if it takes two guys 3 hours to do your lawn, it's going to take a little more time. But we're willing to work with people, work payment plans or certain trades. We also do firewood and doing cords of hardwood right now for $125.
Okay. Perfect.
And how many staff members do you have available at any one given time?
Right now I have six guys and two sprinkler techs and myself. I also have a mechanic, and I will hire on more guys if I have enough work.
So you're currently, right? Are you hiring right now for more people as well? Are you kind of stagnant until you get some more jobs?
If I get some more jobs, I'm looking for some more sprinkler people and also people knowledgeable in trees.
So they should just contact you at the same number?
Yes, sir.
For job information?
Okay. Absolutely.
Now, I know also, so we talked about the lawn service, the weekly lawn cutting. So talk about the maintenance program, because initially why you came out is I had a yard company, and I'm not going to name names to throw them under the bus, but there was grubs in my yard, and they've been coming out for 4 years, and they didn't tell me I had grubs, and it killed my whole lawn, and you found that out. And so kind of tell me about, now you're taking over my maintenance, so tell me about how that looks for like a spring, summer, fall maintenance program, where it's from start to finish.
Well, we do five different cycles, and we'll come every 5 weeks from start to finish. Of course, if you call in July, it won't be 5 weeks unless you want New Year's grass, which we can do that too. We fertilize, we take care of the rocks, the weeds anywhere that don't belong in the grass, and we also have a herbicide that takes care of that also. Get rid of dandelions, chickweed, spurge, you know, all the stuff. Grubs are a big problem this year in the neighborhoods I've been working in.
Yeah, it seems like you have to treat your – how many times a year do you have to treat your yard for grubs?
It depends on the type of stuff that you buy, but there are some that you can do one treatment and it's supposed to last, you know, 3 months, and then, but usually two or three treatments to get rid of them. They're harder to get rid of.
I was talking to your tree guy the other day, and how do you keep deer out of like your plants and your shrubs? I know everybody always asks this, and is there like really a, I don't know if there's a perfect answer for this or not, but it's like the deer are constantly eating my plants and my shrubs, and I always try to send them in my neighbor's yard, but they don't know what to do.
Well, sometimes you can plant prickly, thorny bushes that will keep them out because they don't like that kind of stuff. They do sometimes hide in those types of areas, but it will kind of keep them out of your yard. Also, they don't like the smell of humans, other animals that seem bigger than them. So there are things you can buy like deer powder, or there's certain sprays you can buy. You just have to get with your local like Rick's Nursery or something like that.
They don't like human pee and stuff.
Oh, that's
either,
exactly.
Right?
Like, yeah, if you, like Josh, sit on your porch and drink beer and you got to pee, you know, it'll probably help keep them away. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
I tried to explain to my wife the other night that was why I was peeing out there.
That's probably my fault. I told you that probably.
So for anybody that's doing the weekly plan, is there any kind of preventative maintenance that you would recommend? Keeping the dog inside? Do I need to be home for these visits? You know, is there anything that I can do to help you and your cause?
Really, just if you had a dog, we'd like you to keep it put away, or just, you know, maybe pick up after your dog before we get there. But we also include those types of services. But it's no fun to have a mower in one person's yard and go to another person's yard with a bunch of poop on the wheel, because nobody likes that. So that's kind of one of our pet peeves, actually. But we do offer that service also.
Great.
That's really it.
Ian, it's really been an honor getting to know you over the past couple of weeks, working really hard on my yard. I really appreciate everything you've done for me and the things that you're going to do in the future. Remember, if you're a 365 Grand Club member, you're exclusive to him for trees and landscaping services and all the other things that he mentioned. 10% off through 365 Grand Club if you're a member. Just show Ian your 365 Grand Club membership card and you get 10% off his services. Remember, he's booking up fast now, so I would hurry up and summer or spring's right around the corner, so I would hurry and get a hold of him as quick as possible.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. That's it for this edition of the 365 Grand City Life Show. I am your host, Vanessa Keim of Z-Trip, with Andrew Whaley of 365 Grand Club and Josh Hady of Whirlyball. A quick note for you, the 365 Grand City Life Show is available live online via KRDO's News Radio mobile app for iPhone and Android at krdoradio.com. If you missed us or want to listen on demand and download past editions of the show, go to krdoradio.com, ztrip.com, or 365grandclub.com, as well as Whirlyball's website. And if you want to be the first to get our updates, breaking news, and any upcoming show announcements, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/365grandcitylife, 365 Grand Club, Z-Trip, and Whirlyball. Join us next week Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. right here on KRDO News Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful Memorial weekend and have a grand week.
You've been listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show, sponsored by 365 Grand Club, Z-Trip, and Whirlyball. Get the best downtown Colorado Springs has to offer. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now on 92.5 FM. Live the grand life.